If you have taken the advice we've been giving you recently, you will by now have chosen your fallout room and gathered your materials for an inner refuge. The time has now come to make everything ready for you and your family in case an air attack happens. This does not mean that war is bound to come, but there is a risk of this, and we must all be prepared for it. So, don't waste time. Start now. To help you, we will remind you once again about choosing a fallout room and an inner refuge. First, choosing a fallout room. That should be a room in your house which will give you the best possible protection from fallout. A room that is farthest from the outside walls and the roof, or one with the smallest amount of outside wall is safest. Whatever room you choose, remember that the further you can get away from radioactive dust in or around your home, the safer you will be. So in a house, the safest place is the ground floor or basement. In a block of flats, do not shelter in the top two floors if the block is five floors high or more. Go to the lower floors, ground floor, or basement. The central corridors will give good protection. If you live in a bungalow or similar one-story home, it will not give you much protection. If you cannot make alternative arrangements, choose the safest place, which is a space farthest from the roof and outside walls. And now a reminder about your inner refuge. We have told you that your fallout room should be the safest place in your home. Even this is sometimes not safe enough, however, particularly for the first 2 days and nights after an attack, when the danger from radiation could be critical. So you need, inside your fallout room, an inner refuge. A fortified area to give you greater protection during the worst of the attack. The inner refuge should be thickly lined with dense materials to resist radiation, away from outside walls if possible. Now for its construction. Make a lean-to with wood, resting against an inside wall. Use boards or doors taken from their hinges. Stop them slipping down the wall by nailing a strip of wood to the floor like this. Cover them with dense material and fix some rope around it so that it won't slip. Partly close the open ends, leaving an easy way in and out of your refuge like this. Another good place for a refuge is a cupboard under the stairs. Reinforce the stairs and the side like this. If the stairs are on an outside wall, stack up containers of earth or sand to make the wall thicker to resist radiation. If you've got tables large enough to give you and your family sufficient shelter, use them. Make the side solid with heavy furniture or boxes of books or sand. Reinforce the top with strong boards or doors and cover them with dense materials. More details are given in the booklet, Protect and Survive. If you haven't got one yet, get one from the post office now. And start right away making your home and your family as safe as possible from nuclear attack. Start now on your fallout room and inner refuge. Thicken the floor above your fallout room. Start blocking windows, doors, halls, passages. Thicken the outside wall if your fallout room is against it. All these things can save your life. Start now. No.